Tonight on the South Bank Show, we're talking to people about their recollections of Adam Cotts.
Well, you see, when I knew him, he was still running that Welk stall on the prom. It was obviously long before fame and fortune came knocking, yes.
Sadly, he was never the sort of friend I could introduce to Mother, on account of the language, of foul, foul language,
especially when he'd had a couple.
Well, if you know where he is, you tell him that my sister still wants away with him, and the kids miss him and all.
Oh, sure. Great guy. Awesome talent. Mesmerizing. Truly mesmerizing on tape and screen. Total genius. Hire him. Hire the guy. Just get him out of my office.
But he always makes me think of something soft, delicious, and smooth. Like melted chocolate being drizzled over a warm chorus boy.
Oi, shut up. Well, he's a gentleman. A scholar and an acrobat. He's in the Pink Panther, the Rinkid Adamite. Is this what you want?
Yes, and I'd love to talk to you about Adam Cotts, but I just haven't got the time because I'm trying to commentate on the race. And they're coming up to the final furlong, and it's
fashioned it thus that what it is augmented would run to these and these extremities, and therefore think him as a serpent's egg, which hatched would as his kind grow mischievous, kill him in the shell.
Strange boy. Just enjoy writing morbid poetry and mutilating insects. No idea what happened to him. What? An actor? Oh, God. Well, it doesn't surprise me at all.